Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We spend most of our childhood wanting to be adults. We can't wait until we grow up. But then we do grow up. And then we want to be younger and younger, and we don't want to be old, but the process goes on. As young children, we want to be independent. And as adults, we want to be even more independent. Consider the toddler who wants to feed themselves. And they do, of sorts, but boy, did they make a mess. And teenagers, well, they're pretty well convinced that they have all the answers, and they may not have made a mess yet, but perhaps they're on the way. And then we get to be young adults, and we strike out on a path that we think is the only path for us. It's the right way. And sometimes it is. But sometimes, too many times, we make bad decisions. We do silly and sometimes even stupid things. We choose roads that are way too narrow or way too steep and filled with ruts and rocks and puddles. Somehow we just never quite get it all right. That's just being human. In the Old Testament for today, we hear the story of Jonah. Jonah just doesn't get it quite right either. He thought he knew better than God, and so rather than following God's command, we read that he went the wrong way. The book of Jonah starts out like this. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come before me. And what does Jonah do? But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish and the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. And so he paid the fare and went down into it and to go with them and away from the Lord. He thought he had a better plan. He didn't think he needed to follow what God commanded him to do. And not for reasons that we might think. He did not go to headed to Tarshish, not because he was afraid of the Ninevites, not because he didn't speak their language, not because he didn't want to travel. The text says he went away from the presence of the Lord because he didn't like the people of Tarshish, the people of Nineveh. He didn't want them to be saved. In fact, he kind of looked forward to them being destroyed by God. And so he thought he'd go somewhere else and be a prophet to them because he could do a better job there. But he got it wrong because he didn't listen to God. And you know the rest of the story. The ship heads out to sea, there's a great storm. Everyone says we're going to die, and so they cast lots and decide who the problem person is, who has brought this catastrophe upon them. And Jonah draws the short straw. And he literally says, I'm the problem, I'm running away from God, throw me in the sea. And they do. And he ends up in the belly of a great fish. And he's there for 3 days and three nights. And then our reading begins after he has just been thrown up onto the beach by this great fish. Picture him lying there on the beach. He's dripping wet. He's all slimy. He smells probably like rotten fish. And he has seaweed dangling from his ear. That's not a very good picture of him. And then we read, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. And Jonah has learned his lesson, and Jonah follows, and he goes to that great city of Nineveh. He tells the Ninevites, he says, you need to repent, because if you don't, in 40 days, God will destroy you. Now, I can imagine that he was probably thinking, no, these folks aren't going to listen to me anyway. After all, I'm not a missionary. I'm not a great preacher. I'm just a plain, ordinary guy. God has sent me here, and he wants to kill these people anyway, so I'll just do my job. But to Jonah's great surprise, the people of Nineveh listen to him. And everyone from the king on down stops what they're doing. And they dress in sackcloth and they put on ashes. And they fast. And they turn their way around to God. And when God sees that they have turned, that they have repented, he relents and does not destroy them. What do we take from this story today? How does this apply to us? I don't think any of us have been called to Nineveh. I don't think any of us even feel like we're called to be missionaries. And I'm sure that not even one of us would try to run away from God. We understand that wouldn't make any sense. We know that we need God's help every day. We know that even if we did try to run away from God, we couldn't. You all remember what we confessed last Sunday in the opening sentences. This is what we said. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. Your right hand shall hold me. No, we would never try to run away from God. Certainly Jonah is a good reason for us not to do that. But, there's always a but. Like a toddler who wants to feed himself, we too might try to become independent and in the process make a mess. Like a teenager, we might think that we know a better way than what God has. Like a young adult, we might be like Jonah and strike out on our own, ignoring what God has commanded us to do. We might say, I know that God wants us to reach out to the community, but gee, I don't really want to do that. We've never had to do that sort of thing before. Let's just stay here and take care of ourselves and we'll be fine. Like Jonah, we might choose our way over God's way. You might say, besides, you know, I'm just not good at that Matthew 28 stuff. I don't want to go and teach and baptize. I'm comfortable right here where I am. This is where my friends are. I'm just not equipped for that kind of work. But God doesn't call us all to be missionaries. True, some people he does, but I haven't seen anyone here who feels that call to be a missionary. He doesn't call us all to go someplace. And yet in Matthew 28, that's the first word that Jesus says, go and teach and baptize. Let me remind you that that word go, that's translated as go, might better be translated as you go, as you live, as you do the vocation that God has given you in your life, that's where you go and teach and baptize. We teach by example. We lead people to God's grace and mercy in the process. A couple of weeks ago, Don and Janie's grandson-in-law was here. He's part of a church in the South that has grown from a small Bible class on Sunday to a church that has three services on a Sunday, and they planted a second church. And here's one of the things he said that really struck me. He said, we take care of ourselves, but we also reach out to other people. And in the process, we try to put a rock in their shoe and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. That's kind of what we need to be doing, is put a rock in somebody's shoe. It doesn't have to be a big rock, it can be a small rock, but it needs to be an irritation that they keep thinking about. And eventually, maybe they will do something about it. That's up to the Holy Spirit. So I want to pose a question to you to consider this week. Here's the question. Have we, like Jonah, tried to grow this church in the wrong way? Have we tried to do things our own way rather than God's way? Each time that topic comes up, everybody starts coming up with all kinds of examples of things that used to work. I've been reading a book called Joining Jesus on His Mission: How to Be an Everyday Missionary. And the author makes this statement, and I want you to think about this. In the past, our mindset seems to have been thinking that we are going out for Jesus. That approach seems like maybe what we have been doing. We have been trying to decide what we can go out and do for Jesus. And then we come up with the same solutions that we used 40 years ago. We need to attract young people and have a vacation Bible school. We need to keep the lawns green. And we think of things that worked when we were young. And we try to make them work today, and they don't, because society has changed. And then we remind ourselves of all of our past failures. Oh, we tried that before, it didn't work. We reached out to those people, but they didn't respond, and they didn't appreciate all of our efforts. We're just not good at evangelizing. The problem, I think, might be this. We have been thinking about going out for Jesus. But what if we turned that around? What if we said, we are going out with Jesus. Remember the title of that book, Joining Jesus on His Mission. He is the one who wants to redeem the world. He is the one who wants to save every person that you're going to meet this week. He just needs us to go along and love the people and care for them in whatever their situation might be. He needs us to put that rock in their shoe and let them deal with it. Our job is not to save them. Our job is just to introduce them, to let the Holy Spirit do the rest. So when we, like Jonah, decide what should be done, we're heading to Tarshish. And at best, we're following our direction rather than the direction that God wants us to go. But, and here's another but, it's a good one. If we go for Jesus, we are doing the work and seeing the results only of what we can accomplish. And we can see that we haven't accomplished very much. But when we go with Jesus, He does the work. And we see the results of what He can do rather than what we can do. Going out for Jesus is hard. Going with Jesus can be very easy, and it might even actually be fun. Going for Jesus is exhausting. Going with Jesus is energizing. Going for Jesus causes us to worry. Did I do the right thing? Did I say the right thing? Did I forget to do something? But going with Jesus puts us at peace so that we can say, let's see what Jesus is going to do next. Going for Jesus tempts us to force things onto people. Going with Jesus means we just need to keep loving people. In the gospel for today, Jesus calls Andrew and Simon, who's later called Peter, and James and John. And he doesn't say to them, go out for me. He says, follow me. Come with me, and I will make you fishers of men. We would all admit that we need God's help every day. Every day. And it's easy to ask or to pray in the morning, God, be with me today. But that might be backwards. Might it be better to say, Lord, take me with you today? We will certainly not get it right every time. But when we go with God, there is a much better chance of ending up where God wants us to be. Just ask Jonah. Amen. Now the peace that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.